So this is actually update part 5. It's quite an important one, which I ashamedly gonna admit I forgot about. Fida Biergai! Biergai! Someone just posted some... put some letters through a post box and the little one's barking. You can tell it's a pretend bark. And Tess is on the stairs. Ow! Ow! It's a really pretend bark, I can tell. I thought I'll record that from memory. Now this is going to be a sad and a happy mood at the same time. It's going to be about both of my dogs. It's going to be about Tess and Frida. I'll start with Tess. I'll start with the happier boo. A few weeks ago, I was sent home because the doctors back in Hereford thought I had chicken pox. So I was at home for a week. My mum came back from work one day and she was wearing a Halloween mask. I think it was some kind of scary mixed up wolf or something. So me and my mum's boyfriend are having a fag outside in the garden and Tess was just messing around at the back of the garden. And my mum sneaked into our house really quietly and she scared the shit out of my mum's of her boyfriend. And that was quite funny. And he wanted to wear it to see if it fits him. It's like a hat. So it's on your face as well, on your head. So it covers your whole head, your neck and your face. And I said to him, because he was putting it on inside, and I said to him, go outside where Tess is. Because I knew what she would do, but he didn't. So he walked out. Tess saw this mask on his face, and she did not recognise him. And she went mental. She nearly bit him. And I knew she would do that because back in my mainstream college, school, it was about 4 years ago, I was walking on the corridor towards history, and there were some sixth form guys standing outside on the classrooms, and he was wearing a mask, and Tess barked at him. And he legged it. So I knew she would attack my mum's boyfriend because she hates... I don't know if she's scared of... She is definitely scared of them. But she wants to protect me. And she is not a guard dog at that point. She nearly bit him. I said, I'll just take it off because she's going to bite her. She hates mannequins. Every single time she sees a mannequin, she always growls at it. it was quite funny seeing how... scared my mum's boyfriend went because she's quite a big dog. And if she bit him, then he would have to go to hospital because she's a massive dog. But he took it off in the end and she licked him and said, alright, fair enough, it's you. So that was the fun part of it. The other half of this boo is going to be about my little dog. For those who recently followed me, I have a Pekingese who's 9. We bought her in Poland. My dad bought her when she was 5 weeks. We had her for the first year in Poland and then we moved here. So she stayed for a year with my nan back in my country and then she came here. So she's in England for 7 years because we're here for 8 years. And a few weeks ago... there was a lot of shit going on with her. She has lower back... she had lower back issues. She couldn't move. From the sofa to her bowl, she had to stop and lie down like 3 times before she got there. And it's not even 2 metres. And when my auntie used to come in or anyone else, she always wags her tail and gets all excited. And she didn't. She was just lying there. She hardly ate and you could tell something was wrong with her because she's quite a happy dog. Obviously you could tell because she couldn't walk properly, but you could also tell because of the mood she was in. So my mom took her vet, and he gave her loads of anti-inflammatory stuff and loads of painkillers. And it turned out to be that she's got some lower back problems. It looks like it stopped now, because she jumps everywhere, and we went for a walk yesterday and she was perfectly fine. So at this precise moment, it doesn't hurt her because she's everywhere, and she wasn't. She was literally lying there, and she had to stop every, like, not even a meter, lie there for a bit and then carry on walking. She also has patches on her body that has no fur. She bites it all out. I don't know if she was doing it because it was hurting her so much, her lower back, that she had to distract herself. She was also biting her tail a lot. She is getting better right now. She's got lots of scars and few patches on her body that doesn't have fur because of her pulling it out. My mum's observing her now, and she hasn't seen so far her pulling her fur out. But this is quite a sad thing because she's gonna get loads of illnesses now because she's old, especially joint wise. I don't know how long little dogs live. They say they live quite long. But she's already 9 and she never had children. She never had puppies. And I know for a fact that if a dog doesn't have puppies, they live shorter than a bitch that had puppies. She's also either gone blind or she's going blind. You can tell because she's getting this white things on her eye, whatever it's called. But you can tell when she's walking, she sometimes walks into things, and so she's getting blind. She her teeth start to hurt, and I don't know if her ears are right. I think her ears are okay, probably not as good as they were, but she seems to hear everything you tell her to do, or things like that. So it's a bit sad because she's quite old, and I can't really imagine her dying, to be honest. She's like a human member of our family. But yeah, what can I say? I just thought I need to put it out there because I didn't do a boom about her for ages. So this is definitely my last update, guys. So take care and speak to you soon. Hopefully she'll be fine. But we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated on that if something changes.